Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 71st Venice Film Festival, and I'm joined by Doris Park, who is not only one of the strongest supporters of the Lux Prize, but also one of its coordinators. And, you know, you're here with the Lux Prize as well. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you for inviting me.
I think the best thing to do for listeners would be to kind of tell us a little bit about what the Lux Prize actually is.
Yeah, first of all, he became now 80 years old.
Wow.
Which means that we have really created a stable event, giving a chance to films which are not well known all over Europe because of the question of the language, to be subtitled, and so they have a chance to be distributed. So we did it now for that time, and I have the impression it is accepted. We have three films which are found by a high-ranked jury out of 10 or even more. And then these three films are subtitled and given to the parliamentarians to vote for the winner. Mm. And the winner will, in addition to its subtitling in the 24 languages as the two others, will be done in a sample of for deaf people and blind people. So I think we are approaching with our project a very interesting moment, because the fact that a lot of people can never see any film because of not understanding. So subtitling becomes more and more important, especially for the European films, not for the American ones, because they have a distribution, because English is everywhere. But the film is one thing, and everybody should know this is not paid by the budget of the Creative Europe. It is paid by the budget of the colleagues of the European Parliament's communication money. So we are communicating with films. And this is what Wim Wenders wanted me to understand 8 years ago when he said, Doris, you should tell European stories and not the American stories. So I think we did it. Around this Lux Prize, we have created a lot of friendship, especially in Venice. Therefore, we are always happy to propose here in Venice the three films. We have the regisseurs, the realizateurs here, we have some actors here, and together with Venice Days, we have created something very, very important. 5 years ago, we started with young people of then 27 countries. Now we are 28 countries since last year, and we are inviting 28 young people chosen by Cine Europa to come, to stay in Venice during the Mostra, having a chance to see the films. And in this year, we have created with Venice Days, with Villa dei Autori, the Venice Days, a special kind of jury. These 28 people are choosing as a jury the winner films of the Venice Days. So it's something special. And these discussions were open. I was just listening, and I can tell you, it was incredible in which ways these young people discussed seriously and go in depth in the technique, but also in the filming, and in the content for sure. And I'm very happy that this evening the winner, which will be awarded by a high prize, I remember, have been found by these 28 young people, not filmmakers, young people interested in films. And I think this is, it is one of the results of this Lux Prize.
Not to mention that this 28-time cinema gives a chance for different cultures to come together all at once. So and open dialogues.
Yeah, this is something which you can only have in the European Parliament, but then you are a politician, then it's not the same. But if you are young, 20, 25 years old, and you are together with 27 others, it's incredible. Mm. It is a chance which you never have ever in your life later on. And this gives an impression for each of them to understand each other better, because the traditions and the cultures in the different countries are really different. And so they have a chance to discuss and to find out what Europe mean? Europe means to be diverse, but to be based on the same values, and that they are experiencing here.
Yeah, let me get back to the Lux Prize now, and I'm sure there has been some difficulties from the start in actually keeping it going.
Yeah, listen, it was difficult to convince the colleagues in the European Parliament that this money is well spent if we do this via film. To make them understanding that film is a tool of understanding, of communicating. We have in 1 week, Lux Film Week in October, November, in all capitals, and which means that we are, how to say, attracting people to look the films, and they are not people who come if we are inviting them to speak on Europe, to speak on Euro. They come to see the film, and they have a chance to speak with a parliamentarian who is present to discuss even the topic of the films, because sometimes the topics are topics which deserves reflection in the European Parliament, perhaps deserves even legislation during the European Parliament's work. So I think we are opening a new tool, which is highly sophisticated, but I think it is great, and I can only say that I'm very happy that 8 years ago we find this way. And when I now ended my career, I was 25 years in the European Parliament, and last time running the Culture Education Committee, I stopped, not because I was not ready to go further, but I said at my age I should stop. But the Parliament presidency decided to make me the external coordinator of the Lux Prize, that at least it is a continuation from my motherhood, so to say, until today. And we have now a colleague of Italy, which is my successor as a chairperson, the Culture Committee. She's also very much convinced of this idea, and so I think it is in good hand. But you never know. You need people who have time to speak to the parliamentarians, that they take it seriously, that they are not cutting in the next budget.
And you also need people to promote it to social media and one-on-one interactions and you know, programs like 28 Times Cinema. So let's remind everyone, the films this year are Ida from Poland, A Class Enemy from Slovenia, and Girlhood from France. So again, very international selection.
Yeah, it is.
Doris, it was a pleasure talking with you, and it's always a pleasure talking with you.
Thank you. Thank you for giving me a chance. Thank you.
Thanks very much. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio.
24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.